Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Does anyone see what I'm really going through? Do they see my true struggles beneath the surface? Does anyone hear my cries for help and support? It can be frustrating when we are hurting and in need. It feels like we are not being heard. It can be a very isolating feeling when our cry for help goes unnoticed. It may have seemed that way for the people of Israel as they were oppressed in Egypt. Does God see what we're going through? Does He hear our cry for help? It had been over 400 years since the Lord had spoken directly to His people. It seemed like radio silence from God. Was He listening? Was He watching? He saw, He heard, He acted. He saw their pain and suffering. He heard their cry for help. He acted. God broke the centuries of silence when He came to Moses and said, "Go, I'm sending you." Really, all the while, God hadn't been silent or sleeping. He had spoken to the forefathers of the Israelites and given them promises of countless blessings and His enduring love. Moses was sent to proclaim that those promises still stood. The Lord sees, He hears, He acted. The Lord sees the oppression of sin on every human being. He hears the distressed cries of every heart who feel the guilt of their sins. And He acted to set us free from the oppression of sin. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to set you free from sin's slavery. Now, many years after Jesus acted in ultimate love to free us from sin, God is not silent or sleeping. We have His words and His promises, which still stand today. He sends His servants to teach His word and proclaim the truth about what Jesus has done. He sees, He hears, He speaks through His word. Lord, You hear my cries for help, and You answer. Open my ears to hear Your words and promises in Scripture. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.